I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Americans have an obsession with dandelions. This much-maligned weed actually was brought to North America for its culinary and medicinal uses. It's high in vitamins and was considered a delicacy during Victorian times. So, what happened? Our obsession with lush green lawns and heavy doses of advertising touting dandelions as the enemy resulted in tons of herbicides spread on American lawns to kill this beneficial flower. So let's step back and look at dandelions for the treasure that they really are. In the recent edition of Connecticut Gardener magazine, Will Rollins sings the praises of dandelions. The taproots break up compacted soil. The yellow flowers are an important early pollen source for bees and butterflies. They can also be made into wine. The leaves can be eaten raw or cooked, and taproots can be boiled to make a coffee substitute. Plus, they're pretty and they're fun. Who hasn't made a dandelion flower chain in early summer or blown the white seed heads into the air? Let's leave some dandelions in our yards for all these reasons. If you really need to remove them, start by growing a thick, lush lawn that will prevent the seeds from taking hold. Spread corn gluten organic herbicide when the fluffy seed heads form to kill emerging dandelion seedlings. In fall, keep a layer of maple or oak leaves on the lawn to inhibit dandelion growth. If you can't get enough of these tasty, slightly bitter dandelion leaves, grow cultivated Italian varieties such as Clio and the red-stemmed Etelico Red. Sow seeds now as you would lettuce and enjoy the greens all summer long. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about hostas. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.